Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide. The publication is guaranteed to showcase your business, raise your business profile, enhance your personal brand, and move you to the front of the line. Today's show is brought to you by Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They can be reached at 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lynn Lofton has your back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because we have one of Atlanta's hottest movie producers on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be getting up close with superstar movie producer, Mr. Dalapo Aaron Cantola. Our guest today was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. He has a successful reputation as an entrepreneur and philanthropist, a multi-business mogul, executive producer, and restaurateur. He is a powerhouse in Atlanta with a mission to curate safe and inclusive spaces for artists and entrepreneurs. By combining his love for business and philanthropy, he has created one of America's most exciting production companies called Dalapo E Productions. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network of first-class professionals, Mr. Dalapo Aaron Cantola. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Hey, thank you so very much. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Glad to have you, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's just another great morning.
All right. Well, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
All right. Well, before we get into the meat of this interview, please tell us, what inspired you to become a film producer?
I think I'm just a lover of the arts. I just love the creation of a concept from paper to seeing it on the big screen. I've always enjoyed, retreating to the movie theater, and it takes you to a certain place. And, I early on had an opportunity to act, and but it was derailed by, schooling and college, and my parents just trying to, I guess they didn't understand my passion for the arts at that time. But now I'm at a place where, I can get involved, not necessarily in front of the screen, but behind the screen. So I think right now with my business experience, it was a perfect fit to kind of, get involved in the movie business and find my lane. So it's a passion of love, and it's, sometimes it's not even working because you get a chance to create or help some of the creators, and you get a chance to do something that you love. So to me, it's just a win-win-win. It's not even – sometimes I'll say it's like you're not even working. So that's, I think, the genesis for me. That's where it started, just being a lover of, the actual arts itself.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned – the screen, and that's a great segue into my next question. What is Dalapo's screening room, and what is the event's mission?
Dalapo's screening room is really a safe space for up-and-coming professionals in the film and entertainment industry. I want to stress entertainment industry to really show where they're going with their work, with their projects, and get some feedback from individuals in the industry. So I'm talking about individuals who are proven people that they normally wouldn't have access to. Those people we identify as commentators at Dalapo Screening Room, and they give them constructive feedback to help their projects go north or move forward. And we do this just to give back to the community. So there's no cost associated with it whatsoever. You come in and you have access to executives, to investors, to talent agents, to other actors, film directors, writers, so many different people that can help your project, people who own studios, and also not just people in the movie lane. That's why I say entertainment. We have people who are musicians, who sing, who do poetry. They also have a platform as well. And those things kind of overlap because we do have in the film industry those individuals who have to make the music, who have to make the score, who have to make the soundtrack. So it gives them an opportunity to not just, you know, build on their lane in music, but also maybe overlap into the film industry as well. So we do that a couple of months free of charge to the community. They come on out, they support it, and they get that feedback from some influencers and, like I said, some industry heavy hitters.
Beautiful. Now, you've used that word safe, and you use it in your bio as well. Why is that word safe, a safe space, so important to you?
Because sometimes with our art, you get criticized or you get molded to follow what everyone is doing. And the beauty of art is there's no wrong answer, so to speak, right? You could be so far left and no one can understand, and that's okay with art. So long as you're not, you know, compromising someone's health or lives or compromising, you know, someone's safety, art has to be free. And in order to have it in its purest form, I don't think that groupthink is a place for art. So you have to have a safe space for artists, especially those that are really coming up before, you know, they get painted, so to speak, to believe that what they're doing is okay. And that's why safe space is really important. For example, if you go to maybe another, let's say, event, they may charge you. And then they may give you all of these restrictions, say, it can't be this or you can't do that or you can't. Well, you're compromising the art, so to speak. So we like to, at least I like to make sure that that piece is intact and that freedom is there and they're safe. They know they're going to be safe to show what they are creating. So long as it, like I said, it's not hurting anyone. That's important to me.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with superstar movie producer Mr. DeLapo Aaron Cotola. Next question. How long have you been in the entertainment industry?
I've been in the entertainment industry for quite some time. I started off, like I said, thespian myself. A lover of music. I DJ parties. I DJ many big events in school, at university. I went to Morehouse, went to Kennesaw State. I did some really big parties there. So if I backtrack my beginnings, I would say I've been in it for at least 15 plus years.
All right. Well, what are some of the movies that you have already produced, and where can people find them?
Some of the movies that we've done, and it's all a collaborative effort. I have different teams. The way these movies work, you work with different team members. One of the ones, we had the number one movie on BET a few years ago called Karen. You can watch that on BET. That was written and directed by Colt Daniels. And he is just a phenomenal filmmaker. Worked with him there, and you can catch that, like I said, on BET. You can also catch that on Amazon and Hulu. We did Scheme Queens, which was released earlier this year to much fanfare. You can catch that on BET Plus, but you can also catch that on Amazon and Hulu. That was written and directed by Cass Beatles, and we had some of the actresses you may know in there. We had Ernestine Johnson. We had the late Jackie O that just recently passed away. May her soul rest in peace. We've had Bree. We've had just Country Wayne in that movie. We had And They're Gonna Kill Me, but just several really good people in that movie that you know, that made an impact. That movie is actually really, really good. Think Set It Off meets Girls Trip, something like that. So it's there's some comedy in it, but you've got four women on a heist, and they're doing their thing. So it was really good to work with those guys.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one other one was this past Christmas we had the movie called Sounds of Christmas. It was written by Booker T. It was a Megamind production, starred Neo, Drea, Shania in it, and it was actually the number one Christmas movie on BET this past season. And we actually have it, it's up for consideration for an Emmy. So we're really excited about that project. So you can still catch it on BET+.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Dr. Lynn Lofton, owner of Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Dr. Lofton believes that everyone deserves the opportunity to have optimum health through chiropractic care. Her desire is to create a better community, one spine at a time. Her services also include holistic care, nutrition, weight loss, and more. Tell her that Spark Plug told you to call. Her phone number is 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lofton has your back. Let me introduce you to a man who has established himself as a powerhouse in the film and entertainment spaces. Mr. DeLapo, Aaron Cotola, is one of Atlanta's people you need to know and the president and CEO of DeLapo E Productions. He's a film producer, business mogul, and a celebrated philanthropist. With over 20 years of experience, this Nigerian native continues to create platforms for filmmakers and musicians to display their creativity. Some of Mr. DeLapo's most notable and critically acclaimed projects include Karen, Scheme Queens, The Sounds of Christmas, Dating COVID, I Am John Gabbana, and the highly anticipated film, Water Boys. For more info about DeLapo E Productions, please visit Official DeLapo E on Instagram. That's Official DOLAPOE on Instagram. Or call 678-431-2085.
All right, we're back. Mr. DeLapo.
Yes, sir.
Where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 3 years as far as film producing is concerned?
Before I answer that, let me just go back because I'd be remiss if I didn't identify B. Simone as part of the four lady crew in Scheme Queens. So, again, it was Bree, Renee, Ernestine Johnson, Jackie O, may her soul rest in peace, and B. Simone. So I just wanted to give them credit where credit is due. Now, the question, 5 years in the film industry or?
In the next 2 to 3 years. In the next 2 to 3 years.
I think in the next 2 to 3 years, I think I want to scale the type of projects we do really create a broader audience for the content we're creating. Right now, I'm in the lane where we're creating projects for our community, but I also want to create stories not just for the African American community. You know, I have a Nigerian background. I want to create content for the Nigerian community, for other ethnic groups. I think we can tell stories that will interest them as well. So in the next 2 to 3 years, I'd like to broaden the scope of the storytelling to include other groups.
All right. Well, are you working on any big projects right now that you would like to tell our listening audience about?
Yes, we're working on Water Boys. That one, again, was written and directed by Colt Daniels. We're slated to release that this year. We're really excited about that project. It chronicles the life of the Water Boys in Atlanta, those guys running up to your car, selling you water. It's a coming-of-age story. So think Boys in the Hood meets, you know, the Water Boys of Atlanta. So it's a very artsy story, and hats off to Colt Daniels for, you know, his work. And I'm really excited about that particular project. And then also I've got two movies coming out with the author Zane. And you might remember Zane from the 90s. She was one of the biggest, and still is to this day, one of the biggest African-American authors in history, in U.S. history. She wrote books like The Love Chronicles, The Sex Chronicles, and things like that. Well, she's making films now. She's making movies, and she's done well. She's won, I want to say, Best Director, Director of the Year on the in the Canadian Film Festival. So I'm working on a couple of projects with her. One is called Killer B&B, and that title is kind of self-explanatory. It's really a horror film. And then we also have something called Toxic Relationship, where we're shooting now. We're going to wrap this week, and it's a story about about love that can end tragically. But you know, those are some of the projects that we have coming up that we're really, really excited about. And then finally, I have The Goat, which is currently on Tubi. And it has some of Atlanta's notable orators, such as Pastor Jamal Bryant, Stevie Baggs, Willie Moore Jr. And it's really a motivational contest show. Think American Idol, but for motivational speakers. And we give out a cash prize at the end. They compete against each other in each round. And we find out who's the greatest of all time related to motivational speaking. So really excited about some of those projects that are coming.
Well, our listeners can tell why they call you the busiest man in Atlanta. Well, tell us about your production company everybody's talking about, Dalapo E Productions.
Yeah, the production company is you know, it's really a production and distribution company where we lend a hand for those creators who are trying to create a project that, you know, we want to support. And the production company works with many different individuals, so it's not just a specific team. So we vet different projects, different stories, and we help drag those stories across the finish line and get them on the big screen or on your television screen. And the distribution part really helps individuals who have already shot a project and it's just sitting on the shelf. And, you know, they want the world to see it. So we take, you know, that particular, you know, project, we polish it a little bit. Some of them don't need polish, and some of them do. They need to get tweaked here and tweaked there, and now it's ready to put it on the, you know, on the screen or get it seen on a platform. So that, in a nutshell, that's our production and distribution company. We help the creatives get seen and finish their projects.
Well, Mr. Dalapo, if there's one word you've used over and over again throughout this interview, it's the word help. Where does this passion to help people come from?
It definitely comes from my upbringing. I credit it to, you know, my parents who created a household with a servant attitude. I grew up with 9 brothers and sisters. And I was on the higher end of the age group. You know, I was the second born. So we always had to take care of our younger siblings. And doing so, you have to have a servant attitude, meaning you have to have an open heart to serve and help. And most people think when you serve and help that you're really helping the individuals that, you know, that you're lending a hand to. But quite often you'll find that you're helping yourself, because the feeling you get when you help someone where you can add value and you do it with a good heart, you'll find that it does something for you positively. Also, it's to me, it's a door to blessings if you do it with an open heart and not looking for something in return. So if I'm opening my heart and I'm trying to help someone and they receive it and we get something done, the universe and the good Lord conspires to put you in a position to have other doors open for you. And that door often leads to you helping more people. So, I mean, that's where it comes from. I want to say it comes from my parents and my household. I have great siblings who push me positively. They're successful in their industry, in their own right. So, I just want to say now it's in my DNA.
Well, we do appreciate you bringing your servant attitude leadership to Atlanta. But before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
Because that is one of the magazines in Atlanta to really showcase some of the business people who are, movers and shakers in Atlanta. And the stories that you guys do on the individuals in that magazine are clear, crisp, and they often lead to, at least for me, reaching out to some of those individuals. I think, just picking up that magazine, I actually just went by a store. I picked up the magazine and I couldn't put it down. And I just loved how this magazine was taking some leaders in Atlanta and showcasing what they're doing for the community, what they're doing in their business. And they were doing it at such a high level. I just said I had to be a part of it. So if you see the magazine, you'll know what I'm talking about. You won't be able to put it down. It's really, really good. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, I'm so glad you picked up our publication at the Whole Foods in Sandy Springs and gave us a call.
It's my pleasure.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
On all platforms, it will be Official Dolapo E, Official D as in David, O-L-A, P as in Peter, O, E as in Edward. Official Dolapo E on all platforms.
All right. Well, Mr. Dolapo, Aaron Cantola. Let me say that again. Mr. Dolapo,
yeah.
Aaron Cantola, superstar movie producer and CEO of Dolapo E Productions. Thanks for spending so much of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
It was my pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Have a good one.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in. And please be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.